God, they really milk the ending.
They really don't want that song to be over.
Yeah, it is, of course. REM, Losing My Religion, to start us off for this Monday. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, folks. How are you? It's a wet one out there, I can tell you. Ooh, it's a wet one, all right. JP's been on, he said, it's like a boat in the kingdom. There's so much water in
Kerry. Ah, jeepers. Again, I'd like to remind everyone, if you enjoyed Christmas, this is your fault. This is where it leads.
Why, rain?
This is where it leads.
Is rain a direct result of Christmas?
Yes, it's the beginning of the crapness of the air.
Yeah, just be careful in some spots. I mean, there was a bit of spot flooding for me coming in, and I noticed some even around the city centre, even just there before you turn over to go over the toll bridge. Saw that, did you?
A load of Christmas water over there, yeah. Saw it, all right.
Anyway, listen, be careful out there. It's a bit of a wet one. Anyway, morning, JP. Thanks for that. Morning to Amanda, and her funny body is going for a blood test this morning. Best of luck with that there.
It's your funny body.
She's got a funny body. There's all sorts wrong with it.
I hope your funny body wriggles its way back to its to healthy content.
And hopefully... Beautifully phrased. Beautifully phrased, sir. Amanda, cheers. Best of luck. It's a wild one for English Ian this morning. There's Margaret, who's back in action today, I suppose, back with the... Because the kids are all back, aren't they, today?
Yeah.
And there's Damien in Dublin, who's desperately hounding Mike to try and get on and have a go at the old hit bit.
Oh, jeepers, yeah. Good for you. This is the right time to get in for it, the way.
And in fairness, nice and early. As I said to somebody on Twitter yesterday, it is one surefire way of trying to get on the hit bit, is to continuously hound Mike. Pummel him with tweets and DMs and messages.
Yeah, wriggle your way into his healthy discontent.
Mike was delighted when he saw the tweet. Anyway, listen. Morning to you, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Not great on the rugby front. And of course, it would happen to be the one time that PJ actually says, right, let's give this ruggedy ball a shot.
Yeah.
And not only does he see us being humiliated, he sees us being humiliated by England. Literally, you couldn't have chosen a worse game.
And I was in a place where there's loads of English people going, hey, bloody hell, that was great stuff.
Yeah. Swing low, sweet.
Yeah, wasn't quite that bad. Yeah, I'm going to say...
It was unfortunate, it was unfortunate.
I don't get this game.
Yeah. Well, when I watch us play like that, I don't really get it either.
Yeah. That was the first... Now, not the first one. I watched one before. I can't really... Whenever, do you remember we were on about it?
Right.
And then I gave it another go. After having them Keith Wood in during the week.
It was Shane Bourne, but yeah, close enough.
Why do we keep doing that?
Yeah, because it's just interesting. It's like that. You're literally choosing the polar opposite. Like Shane Bourne was in with his big mullet that he's famous for.
Yeah.
And Keith Wood is as bald as I am.
And played for England, did he?
No, no, he at least played for Ireland, all right.
But I will say, it was a thoroughly unenjoyable experience.
It was.
Thoroughly
unenjoyable. It drove me to an extra fizzy or two that I hadn't planned.
Me too. And I was...
Great. It's a pair of us in it this morning.
Yeah, we're carrying each other.
Bananarama, Venus here at Classic Hits. 6:15. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 24th of February. Got February nearly over. Go on, say your thing. And that's extra long this year.
It's a very long February this year. Very long.
That extra day is really bugging you, isn't it?
It is,
bugging. It's properly bugging you.
Oh, well, you stop, Sherlock. It's February. Jeez.
Right. So
and then they added on and you were like, it's only 24 hours. Well, what is 24 hours we could be spending in spring?
You could be spending in March.
Yeah.
Right, listen, we got the birthdays for you, right? And it's not a great selection today, right? There's not that many.
Fact.
A few good ones in it, though. And in fairness, it does give me an excuse to play a blast of this.
If you want to, I'll change the situation.
Because it's the main man's birthday. Dennis Waterman's birthday today.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Minder himself is celebrating his birthday today.
What a song.
I'll be so good for you. Be so good for you.
Song.
There you go, for a Monday now. I mean, you can't
You've
say
done
better
it now.
Than that.
You've literally lifted me
spirits.
You
see, now you've forgotten all about February being long.
Ah, oh, you had to remind me.
Anyway, the main man, he's celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, good. Dennis Waterman, now he must be some age at this stage. He must be typical.
Bear in mind, of course, he was great in The Sweeney.
And that's 60s or something. Yeah.
And then, of course, he played the part of an older gentleman in New Tricks.
That's right.
Remember that when they were like the unsolved case open thing?
And they didn't. They really teach a new dog or an ill dog new tricks.
Did he sing in that as well? He seemed to want to sing in everything
he
did.
I think he fancied himself as a bit of a bard. Yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
If you can belt out them. Then he's entitled to sing as far as I'm concerned.
Definitely.
But you're right, he's not a young man.
No. I got to take a stab that he's like 76.
Oh, 72.
Ah, sugar.
72.
Sugar.
Now, the trouble
sugar
is I have to stop playing that now.
Don't ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies. Use my shoulder to rest on.
Actually, we might not do the birthdays at all.
Yeah.
I will be right by your side. I will be your reason. I could be so good for you.
I hope Dennis Waterman realizes what we do for his career.
I don't think we are definitely the only radio station that plays that religiously.
As often as we do. We do tend to play it a lot.
A lot.
Anyway, right, so Dennis Waterman, 72. Who else have I got for you? Well, what about another Dennis and a legend, a Manchester United legend, one of the Holy Trinity.
Oh, who?
Dennis Law.
Oh, Dennis Law.
Yeah, the king, as he was known in the day. Dennis Law, Scottish footballer.
He is Scottish. I always forget he's Scottish. I don't know why.
And I think this is still true that he holds the United single season scoring record.
You're joking.
Most goals in a season. I could be wrong about that, but I think he still holds it, 46.
Did Van Nistelrooy not match it? No.
Could have been. Jay. Maybe did top it.
I remember Van Nistelrooy was on. There was the whole 40 goal season is a mega thing.
It pretty much. Yeah.
And then
I think Ronaldo got one in, if you count all competitions.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. You know, as in Champions League and all that.
Oh, right. I know what you mean.
Remember the days we used to be in the Champions League and all.
I do remember. I do.
Yeah, when you come to our age, you know. Yeah.
Back in the 90s, there was a hell of a night. Hell of a night.
Anyway, great Dennis Law.
The great Dennis Law, who's, I'd say, banging on the same roundabout that Dennis Waterman's on.
He's even a bit older. In fact, let me give you this one, because to be fair, it's a tough birthday he's bashed today, but it's a significant birthday for him.
Oh, he's 80 today.
He's 80
today.
Yeah,
happy very birthday, Mr. Dennis Law.
Absolutely.
Actually, if you're doing nothing, there's a few who could do it your sort around.
Yeah, I know you're 80 and all, but to be fair...
I can guarantee you get a run out.
Yeah, if you have your boots to hand, Dennis.
Yeah, I turn up with them. You won't be turned away.
Right, and then here's one that you'll probably get off your own bat, to be fair, because you like your boxing. And Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, I should know this.
Celebrating his birthday today.
I think he's the same age as me, actually.
Very close.
Yeah, today might be his 45th birthday.
He's actually 43.
Oh, Jesus, is he? He's younger than me. Fart, anyway. I should have known that, wasn't it all with the McGregor thing that were going on about him?
Yeah, 43.
Ah, fart.
That's really all there is. I was going to throw in Billy Zane. Would you have known who Billy Zane was?
Did he play for Arsenal or something?
No, he's an actor, he was.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, probably best left alone then. Yeah. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do, and Phil Collins ahead of that, You Can't Hurry Love, here at Classic. It's almost 6:28. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. And Paul the Trucker's been on. Apparently he met our hero, PJ. Met Dennis Waterman. In fact, he says, I've met Dennis Waterman many times.
Get out of it.
Seemingly he plays golf in Ireland regularly.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. What was he like, Paul? Was he nice?
Let's start asking the serious questions here.
Absolutely.
What was he like? Yeah.
And what golf course was it? So we can go and hang out at it. We could be, I don't know.
Just
ball fetchers.
Imagine. Ball fetcher. Go and get it. Go to the shop and fetch
Tara is saying caddies, but no, I deliberately said ball fetcher because we actually wouldn't be good enough to be caddies.
Yeah, sure.
We wouldn't be. You'd have to half know what you were doing.
Yeah, your man would be there, send me a size 12 bat. I mean, I wouldn't know what to give him. I don't know what bat is a size 12.
Send me a size 12 bat.
Yeah, whatever they say.
God. that would be. I so want to see that happening. I so want to see you caddy for somebody.
Yeah, I'd be there. Wait,
do you want a size 12 bat?
Yeah, would you like a size 12 bat? What would you want me to send you?
Oh my God, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Or do you want a pitchy wedge? I don't know what you want.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's almost 6:32. How are you? How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. It was all going so well until yesterday afternoon and the rugby.
What's in there?
Yeah, the real rugby.
Have you showed up in England yet?
Yeah.
I have to say, trying to initiate myself into the spectator side of rugby, I didn't have a great time now watching that.
Yeah, it's one of the first rugby matches he's ever watched, and it was a humiliation. By England.
Okay, and so so can you just promise us you'll never watch another rugby match again?
That's just brilliant. Now you're getting the blame.
No, I'm to blame.
Yeah, it is just his fault.
That's unbelievable.
It's his fault, yeah.
Absolutely.
I wish I had a size 12 bat now.
I bet you most of those Irish rugby lads wish they had size 12 bats as well. That's the Pointer Sisters and Jump and Wham! Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go just ahead of that. 20-7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 24th of February. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being around. Paul the Trucker's been back on, apparently, in relation to Dennis Waterman. The last time he was here, he was heading to Port Marnock. So he obviously likes a good golf course.
Have to find out what he's...
apparently he was sound, according to Paul the Trucker.
You see, that's what you want to hear. Mm.
But Paul says, I was surprised how small he is. He says, granted, I'm 6'5", so everyone appears small.
Well, give him a break, will you?
Yeah.
You big, long, lanky fella. Size 12, hadn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say Paul has to use a size 12 bat.
I'd say he has to use you'll be flying around with your size 12 bat on the golf pitch.
I think it's one of my favourite things you've ever said on this show. Send me a size 12 bat.
I don't know a lot about golf, is all I'm trying to say. That's what that's something you say trying to fit in.
Brilliant. Right, listen, Corpo John wants to let us know that he's going on his holidays. He's off to New York on Wednesday with the family.
Oh, very good.
He hopes to be tuning in from New York.
From New York.
What time would we be on in New York?
5 hours ahead. We were five hours ahead.
So
we'd at like lunchtime, wouldn't we? So,
is it?
Yeah, so what,
well,
what's
not
six? 11 o'clock. We'll be starting at 11.
Right.
AM.
There you go.
So there you go.
We can wake up later, but still happy.
Yeah, wake up later with Paddy and Jim John.
Brian, thoroughly enjoyed our little Dennis Waterman bit. It's a great way.
I love that song.
You can't be in bad mood after you've heard it.
It's not possible. It's impossible. It can't be done. There's something about that song. It's just the most cheeriness of the cracking. We have to go back to singing it when it comes into bank holiday weekends.
Exactly. Yeah, it used to be our thing going into a bank holiday.
We need to do an in and an out of it.
Absolutely. Who's this now? Is somebody else blaming you for the rugby now? I don't know. There's no name.
How did I get the blame for the... All I did was watch the bloody thing.
He says, I knew something was wrong. PJ, you cursed the lads in the rugby yesterday. In fact, you cursed the whole nation. Tara is right. Do us all a favour. Don't ever watch rugby again.
Deal. Deal.
Now that's very harsh.
We have a deal.
That is very harsh. Anyway, what's this? Bose Ritchie is on about something. Hang on a second. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go should be played... every Monday. At the same time, every Monday. A bit of Wham is great to hear, says Bose Ritchie.
He's dead right too.
Yeah, no harm in that.
Not a bad bounce out of the bed to begin your week sort of tune.
Absolutely. Somebody else saying New York is 5 hours behind PJ.
Oh, right.
So that means what? We'd be on at 1 in the
middle
morning.
Of the night, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, you'd have to wake up even earlier.
Yeah, behind. How could it be ahead? For God, what am I...
Don't be worrying about it. I'll change the subject now.
Yeah, we're an hour ahead of Galway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Mayo. What? Sure, geez, with the Mayo still in 1989.
Yeah. Right, listen, today is a very important day. Huge money on Double Money Monday on the Hitbit today. Loads of people looking to get involved. And it is a big one. What is it now? Is it 2.6 or something? Or
I'll tell you exactly what it is now. It's 2,600 euro, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a whopping load of cash, so yeah. It is.
And of course, the clue is out there, Miraculous. We got that from Mike last week. Miraculous is the clue. Classichits.ie, huge money involved in it.
Oh, you win it today. It's great if you win it today because the boss goes mad. Oh, they have to throw away an extra load of cash.
Absolutely. Andy Bad News has an absolute coronary if it goes on a double money
Monday. What do you mean they got it right? Well, tell them they got it wrong. I can't be dealing with this.
Yeah, shake of the watch, slap of the head.
Yeah, way up, slap of the head. Gets the size 12 buy out and chases us all around the office.
So that's the big one today. That's what we're kind of focused on. The hope that we might find ourselves a winner on the Hitbit. It's been going a long time now.
Yeah.
It's one of the biggest jackpots we had, I think.
Flying up, so it is. Yeah, let's see what we can do with it, yeah?
Absolutely. And who knows what else? We'll have a brand new breakfast table quiz, of course, to kick off. We'll tell you about that a bit later on. And sure, God knows what other shenanigans, apart from a size 12 bat, might come out of the great PJ Gallagher as the morning progresses. Yeah,
obviously it's the lack of greatness that comes up with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, perfect day for that song, really, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, couldn't have planned it any better.
The Boys of Summer, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where are they now?
Yeah, if you're driving along in the lashings of rain, listening to that, dealing with the spot flooding that's about the place.
James. February is like... You know what I mean? Yeah, everyone says hates January, you know?
Yeah.
We all hate January, and it does feel like it's never ending. It goes on forever. February maybe is it feels a lot quicker.
Right.
We're into the last week of it now, kind of. But jeepers almighty, holy tonight. It just is so drab, isn't it? It's like it's just so drab.
Well, I mean,
you can't wait for it to be over.
That's like, why they have things like Valentine's Day in it.
Oh, yeah, because that cheers everybody up. Like, you literally open a window or a door in February, it's like, the world is screaming at you.
Boys of Summer from Don Henley here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:10. And if you might have noticed, actually, there was a story doing the rounds over the last couple of weeks about people were debating whether or not libraries were still relevant in the modern world, because everything you need to ever get, you can pretty much get on a device. Probably every book that's ever been written is somehow accessible online.
I know, but it doesn't have that common touch to it. It doesn't have the reality at all.
Mm.
You haven't got that real space that a library gives you. And unfortunately, 20% of Irish people only say that they're regular library users. Jeepers, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Regular library
users. That's probably why they only say it once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a regular library user?
Yes, I am
a regular library user.
Yes, I am. Why would you ask a regular library user? But only 20% of us,
right.
Which is an awful shame.
I can't remember the last time I was in a library.
But this is my shame. I lived right next to, the last 3 years, pretty much right next door to one of the biggest libraries in Ireland. And I was in it once because it was a shortcut to the coffee shop.
So you passed through it.
Yeah, I went, look at this place, right.
The ultimate speed reading.
Yeah, red exit. And it's brutal because, like, when you think about it, there's so much you can do in a library. So, like, if you're like us and like audiobooks, you can get audiobooks. I'm trying to think of everything. Free internet access, free Wi-Fi, great meeting places. They do lectures. They do all of those type of things.
Yeah, imagine Mike was saying now, of course, libraries have changed dramatically for kids. There's a whole load of, like, devices and stuff.
Yeah.
They can play interactive games. There's all that, learning related games and
brilliant.
All that sort of stuff, yeah.
And you get all exhibitions and stuff. I know the likes of Dunleary Library, they do all of them too.
That's true. It's a good space for all of that, isn't it?
Great space for anything. If you want a study room or you're into anything like that, you can always find great places.
I would have thought you'd have been a big fan of a library, not necessarily from the point of view of necessarily reading anything, just from the point of view of guaranteeing yourself peace and quiet.
They're not quiet anymore.
Are they not?
No, they're not. It's different. The days of the stuffy library of walking around and shh, that's all gone. Yeah, go like you know.
That's a shame in some
respects. Yeah, no, they're not that quiet anymore. No, you can.
You can't find like a peaceful spot to just sit your ass down.
You can, but it's not to say it's not, like you can be in there having a chat like us now.
Right.
No, going Jim, not so bad. You know, people be
really?
Sitting there. Yeah, you can. Yeah, libraries aren't quiet. They're not very, very quiet.
How are you supposed to read with that racket going on?
Jeez, I'm trying to listen to a book over here. I should love them. But it's given us a good opportunity. I think Library Day is next Saturday, is it?
There's a Library Day, is there?
I think June. Just to encourage people to get involved. But they give us a list of the top 10 books that people are reading.
Not a top 10, DJ.
Yes, they have.
Are you seriously saying we have a top 10 to play?
We have a couple of them, actually.
Fantastic.
Go adults. So adults and kids, right? The kids one is ridiculous. Now, I'm telling you that now.
What do you mean ridiculous?
Right, we'll do the kids.
Right.
Right, so in number 10, Bad Dad by David Walliams. David Walliams' book's Bad Dad in at number 10. Most popular book in the library there. This is the top 10. Entering us in to number 9, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Still?
Number 9, yeah.
Wow, that's out years, isn't it?
Get used to hearing it.
Really?
Get used to hearing it. In at number 8, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Meltdown by Jeff Kinney. In at number 7, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Hard Luck One by Jeff Kinney. Number 6, You Got It, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Third Wheel. In number 5, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The Getaway. At number 4, Wonder by RJ Palacio. Wow, how'd he get in there?
Oh my God, that sounded like one of those, I'm looking for a book. A book called Wonder by J.R. Palacio.
Yeah, we've got loads of wimpy kids. Would you like any of them? In at number 3, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
No way. What's going on?
Old School by Jeff Kinney. In number 2, The Mr. Men, the complete collection. Roger Hargreaves, The Mr. Men books. God, I loved them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
The Little Miss and Mr. Men. Oh, they are so brilliant. Anyway, at number 1, Jim, would you like to do it or should I?
You take it away, buddy.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Double Down by Jeff Kinney. Isn't that just outstandingly
amazing?
So
literally,
amazing?
There are only, what, 3 books that aren't Diary of a Wimpy Kid
in the top 10. Out of libraries, that's what kids want.
How much money is your man making now, a Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
I swear to God, he mustn't be able to put his shoes on without change falling out of him. He must have so much money. Isn't that phenomenal? I had no idea the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Have you ever read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
No, I'm missing out. Mr. Men is really where I'm at there.
I mean, 2 things strike me about that. One is, I can't believe they're so sort of, I was going to say old school, insofar as, like, you know, I'd be aware of Mr. Men and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. They've been around a long time. I assume there'd be a whole load of new books I'd never heard of would be popular in the kids section.
Yeah, something like a book maybe about a little wizard or something who casts spells and lives in a college. Why hasn't nobody ever thought of that?
Yeah, yeah. That's a ridiculous idea for a book, man. Don't be stupid.
Do you know? Yeah, I suppose so. Magic and all. No one would be into that.
Who'd be into that?
Oh, yeah.
No. And then, so what's the story then with the adults one? Would we recognise any from the adults?
I'll tell you right now. Number 10, Idaho by Emily Rushkirk. Number 9, Lying in Wait by Liz Nugent. Number 8, Becoming by Michelle Obama. That's her, Michelle Obama's book. We know right. That one, I suppose. The Woman in the Window by AJ Finn. I'm struggling now here with this.
Yeah, I have to confess. I think we need to go back to Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, holding. Yeah, number 1 adult book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. No, the number 1 is Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman.
Okay.
I don't know any of these.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We're not covering ourselves in literary glory here.
We're so well read, aren't we?
We literally are more familiar with Diary of a Wimpy Kid and The Mr. Men.
The Mr. Men. I was just going to say, yeah, of all of these books and all the library, the one that we're going is, geez, yeah, The Mr. Men. How did that end? I have to have a reread of that. I think Mr. Silly fell over.
Oh my God, yeah. Some of the great literary works, some of those things have probably won Booker Prizes and everything, and we were like, yeah. But do you remember that one when Mr. Tickle, right?
Oh, it was brilliant. He got Mr. Bump. And he caught him by surprise, and yeah, Mr. Fright didn't know what was going on.
Do you know something? The music today, it sounds like we're deliberately trying to wind people up. It's like, it's lashing rain, spot flooding in places, right? And we've played The Boys of Summer and a song that's taken from the beach.
Yeah, I tell you, we're like, this is, you can't take away from us that we are the most optimistic radio station on the history of the world.
Yeah, literally. Boys of Summer and Pure Shores, taken from the beach. Ah, yeah, perfect. Right, 7:20, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. A lot of people saying their kids have read all of those Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Obviously, they're hugely popular. I mean, if 7 of the top 10 books from libraries is a Diary of a Wimpy Kid title.
I know, it's mad, yeah.
But it's also given me our new Get Rich Quick scheme. I think we have to get you to write a kid's book and we could make a fortune of it. I mean, David Walliams does it. Ricky Gervais did it.
I was asked to do this many years ago.
Or something, or whatever it was called.
Yeah. I was asked to do it many years ago.
Well, get on it.
I don't know what to be saying.
How am I going to get to the level of income that I want if you're not going to try, PJ?
It's not how I was thinking about it, if I'm being honest with you.
If you're not going to make...
I didn't realise.
Mike, you'd be with me on this, wouldn't you?
100%.
Are we supposed to be rich, myself and Mike, if you're not going to try even and do something?
It is true. I can bring you experience of what kids are into, PJ.
I'm feeling even less motivated by this now, the more we go into it,
really?
To be honest. Yeah.
What were we asked to do?
I was asked to write a kid's book. I had a meeting with a publisher many years ago. And I sat down and they said, would you be interested in doing a kid's book? And I said, yes. And then he said, have you any ideas? And I've been thinking about it since. For about six or seven years, maybe.
Yeah.
Hadn't a clue what to be doing. Yeah. I don't know what to be saying. It's very hard to write a kid's book. Because it's very hard to get the levels right, you know.
No, but what you do is you just write normal. You just do your normal, the stuff that's in your head anyway, and it'll come out like a kid's book.
And they just
you write like you're talking to me, right? And it'll come out like a kid's book. You know what I mean? And what's more, to make you feel better about it, I'll write it for you in crayon.
Thanks so much for this motivational advice. This has been such an inspiring talk.
Yeah, take that and relight my fire here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. My God, the reaction to the Hitbiz, which is on the way in about 10 or 15
minutes.
Pretty
phenomenal, isn't it?
Wow, I've never seen it. It's like we were having a competition or something, like we were giving something away. The reaction, the amount of people who just want to take part, they're convinced they know what the hit bit is off the back of Mike's clue. Miraculous.
Miraculous.
So we'll wait and see. Anyway, 087-188-0008 if you want to get involved. Huge money, of course. €2,600 we're playing for today at Double Money Monday. By the way, just a quick shout out, right, because we got an email in, which is unusual for shout outs, to get them via email.
Yeah.
How many people just WhatsApp them or whatever. But a quick shout out because the Kieran Weldon sent the email. And he wants to wish his lovely missus, his beautiful wife, as he refers to her, Tracy Weldon. He wants to give her a shout out because she's going back to work today after being on maternity leave.
Oh, very nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So he wanted to give a shout out, and it's from himself and the boys, Billy and Alfie. They're cool names, aren't they?
Go on, Billy and Alfie, yep.
Billy and Alfie. So very best luck. She's going back to St. Paul's Girls Secondary School in Walkinstown. She's looking forward to going back there. He describes himself as husband of the year.
Husband of the year, no less. Modesty. What a modest man. A modest, lovely man, yeah.
And then goes on to say he's a bit concerned that he'll be able to properly dress the two lads and get them out the door without her there.
So not exactly dad of the year, then. Definitely husband of the year, though, for giving it a go.
Anyway, Tracy Weldon, who apparently he says is a massive fan of the show. Thanks for that, Tracy.
Oh, Tracy,
have
thanks a million.
Cracking day today in St. Paul's Girls Secondary School there in Walkinstown. Well done, you.
Yeah,
from Kieran, husband of the year.
Husband of the year, yeah. She's probably delighted. She goes, if he calls himself the husband of the year once more, I mean,
I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to throttle him.
I mean, I couldn't wait to get back into the work because husband of the year there was doing me head.
Yeah, can't even put on his own clothes, let alone dress the kids.
He's putting shoes on their hands and everything is. A madman altogether.
Right, tell you what we need. We need a bit of chocolate,
we
PJ.
We do, yeah. See this in this? Vegans of the world finally have something to be happy about. Well, I'm sure they've loads to be happy about. But, you know, in the ever-changing world that we live in where the vegan sort of options are becoming more and more. Greggs, remember the famous Greggs sausage roll company in England? They brought in the vegan sausage roll.
Yeah.
And then in Centra's in Ireland, so you can now get a vegan sausage roll.
Yeah, but there's burger joints. You get
vegan
burgers.
Yeah, yeah. It's becoming
much more
bigger
normal.
And bigger.
Yeah, yeah.
But chocolate remains hard to get right. Come on.
Does it?
Ah, man, seriously.
Because of the milk.
Yeah, I can only imagine it's because of the milk. You know the way I've gone to these places, right? And one I won't mention, right?
Right.
Run by a couple of brothers in Greystones. And I went, right? And I have to say, I think the food they do is fabulous.
Right.
Absolutely fabulous.
Delicious.
Yeah, and a lot of vegan food I've had is very, 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 very good.
Yeah.
Right, and then you say, do you know something? I'm going to have a bit of dessert. And you get and it's something that's supposed to be like a Snickers or something.
Yeah.
And,
that's the weird thing, because they do tend to make references to existing chocolate bars. Like,
yeah,
this is
do.
Our version of a Twix. Or this is our version of a Mars bar.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, God, I have a go for the...
Yeah, you're trying to gargle with dog poo to get the taste out of your mouth. It's absolutely...
No, we're not having a go, because as you say, the savoury stuff is magnificent.
Absolutely
delicious.
Oh, geez, so good.
But you're right, actually, when it comes to the chocolate, it's a little bit...
and you get some vegan sitting next to you and going, see, it's just the same, isn't it? You're like, no, it isn't. It's disgraceful.
It's not even remotely in the same.
I swear, it's like licking a cardboard box. It's the most, it crumbles all the wrong way and everything. Yeah. But now Cadbury's are having a bash at it. Cadbury's right. are having a go.
The experts are involved, aren't they?
The experts, the proper experts are involved now. So the Mondelez or whatever the hell the parent company is, they've come there. So they're now working on it. They thought they were going to have it ready already, actually. They came up with a few ideas to maybe make it, because they're trying to get the taste as close to, if not the same as, the existing Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
Right.
You know, their chocolate, the world famous chocolate. So they're a little delayed, but they reckon they're almost there. And so very, very soon, like this year, they reckon they could have a vegan chocolate, a Cadbury's chocolate vegan bar could be available.
Wow.
And I swear to God, they'd talk about, can you imagine the jury being out on that one? You'd have to blind test people, because you get the likes of you, for instance, right?
Right.
You know, Mr. Licky Lamb over here, he loves us a meat, right? So you're like, no way. If I gave you a vegan and told you, you'd still go, no, it's not as nice. So you'd have to blind test it.
Blind test it, right, Jay.
And then say, which did you like the best? Because that's the only way you're doing it fairly, I think.
Yeah, because I'm intrigued to find out. I did sample one store-bought product, right, which I'm sure people who are dedicated vegans would say is not the right way to go. But I did try one store-bought product that claimed to be, you know, the vegan alternative to, I don't know, sausages or something.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even remotely close.
Well, was it not?
No. Now, well, maybe I just bought the wrong brand. Maybe it was, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Because I'm always intrigued when somebody claims, she wouldn't even.
You can't tell the difference.
You can't even tell the difference. You know, to meat substitutes.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting with the chocolate one.
Yeah, I've had the chicken one a couple of times and I haven't been able to tell the difference.
Really?
But you see, then you see, it's me that's cooking. And that's a whole new factor into it.
Yeah, because once you get, for you, once it's completely covered in charcoal after you've cooked it, it's very hard to tell
the
difference.
Very hard to tell the difference. It is. I overcook everything. Lads, I overcook it. I love dry old food. I like food that if you can swallow it, if you can swallow it without just help, I'm not really into it. You know that?
Yeah.
Like, I have to be like, like sandpaper.
Yeah.
Dry old
styrofoam.
I love it. Dry old rice and dry old chicken and dry old bread. Oh, I tell you, prison cuisine, Jim. I love it.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Very good. Impressive for a Monday, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, me rehearsing all weekend and all of that.
Hey!
It is the Double Money Monday day on the Hit Bit. €2,600. The WhatsApp machine is in meltdown with people trying to play this morning. It's fair to say that. So before we get stuck in, here's what it sounds like. And David is going to be the first to play this morning. How are you, David?
You all right, PJ?
Not too bad, David. How was your weekend?
I wasn't too bad. Quiet enough.
Yeah, good stuff. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Tallaght this morning.
Right, yeah. Is it still miserable out?
Sure, it certainly is.
What? A man of few words.
Yeah.
He's not giving too much away, PJ.
Right, David. Let's move swiftly on. So what do you think?
I think it's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Power of Love.
Right, The Power of Love.
Power of Love. Yeah. Because the video for that was the kind of whole, that was a Christmassy thing, wasn't it? Like in Miraculous. Just trying to tie it in with a clue.
You're just trying to say Christmas. You just want to see my face when you say Christmas.
Yeah. I just love mentioning Christmas when you're around.
I know you do, yeah. Go on, let this Jim find out.
Let's go to the computer and see what it says.
Computer says no.
Oh, no.
No.
Sorry about that, David.
Not to worry, lad.
Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Sinead is in Dublin as well. How are you, Sinead?
Hiya.
How was your weekend?
Good.
What'd you get up to?
I was at the Kaiser Chiefs and Razor
Light
last night.
Oh, wow. Very good. Right, yes. Yeah,
so very impressive.
So how's the old head today now? Are you doing all right?
Been better.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I think you could say the same about myself and Jim now, telling you the truth today.
Don't be giving that away.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't be giving that away.
We both look disappointed that the other one wasn't going to do the heavy lifting today. Right, so Sinead, have a go. What do you think?
I think it's Fragma Toka's Miracle.
Right.
Do you boys know that song?
I don't know what song
I need a miracle. Isn't
yeah,
it that one?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He does. Right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to see the look of BJ?
Oh, I was back in the size 12 bat there for a second.
Right, okay. Let's check this out, see if it's right.
You're absolutely wrong.
Oh, wow.
From the word, from the mouth of Judge Judy, lads.
Judge Judy, no less.
Right. Sorry about that, Sinead.
Hard luck, Sinead. Keep at it. Don't give up and have a good day.
Bye, thanks.
Cheers.
See you later, bye.
Bye-bye. Right, so no joy for us on Double Money Monday. Damien Farley, I suppose, later on, 20 yeah, to 5.
2,600 quid, still with Damien Farley at 20 to 5. So have a listen to him if you want to try and get your hands on it. And you know what to do. 087-188-0008.
'80s classic, big '80s number one, I think, The Human League, and Don't You Want Me, here at Classic Hits. 9.5 minutes past eight. How we doing, folks? Monday morning, Monday 24th of February. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've got the Breakfast Table Quiz. First day of the Breakfast Table Quiz on the way this hour. And also,
when will I be famous?
This is the question for PJ Gallagher as we go into this next bit, because we need to know, nation needs to know, did the little PJ Gallagher, when you were running around, I was going to say in your shorts, you're still in your shorts all the time. But anyway, when you were running around as just a nipper, when you were just little PJ.
When I was just nipper PJ, yeah.
Did you dream of one day being the famous superstar that you now are?
Oh, shut up. He's such an old jackass, really, he is. He really is. The way
did you? Did you lie there thinking? Did you do that thing that they do in the commitments? Did you sit in the bath?
Oh my god!
Seeing yourself being interviewed by Terry Wogan.
No, I didn't. No, and the truth is, I absolutely did not.
You didn't dream of being famous one day.
No.
Did you dream of being a comedian?
No. No, sure, I didn't even know what it was when I started doing it.
Right. Okay.
And that's the truth. Yeah.
So, what did the little PJ Gallagher want to be?
Genuinely.
Yeah.
In school.
Yeah.
I wanted to either play football for like Dublin. I wanted to be, because I thought GAA stars were professionals.
Yeah.
And then I realised I could, was really good at catching a ball. Really good at catching the ball with my face. My hands, not so much. So that sort of disappeared.
Right.
Fairly soon after. And then I wanted to be an archaeologist, surprisingly enough.
Archaeologist?
Yeah, I was fascinated with history. And I used to like love all Mexican history and Aztecs and all. And I always thought I'd end up doing something like that. Turns out I didn't even finish school. But that's a very different thing. It's a very different story. And it leads us into this. So one in three people is working in a field that they dreamed of when they were a child. One in three.
Wow.
That's like, I don't think that can be possible. That seems like over a third.
My God, yeah, that'd be...
That's a huge
success
rate.
I hope it's true, because it's great for anybody to get a chance to actually genuinely do what they always really wanted to do, what dreamed to do.
Although, you know, sometimes I think, and being, you know, I like to put a negative spin on things on the Monday. I always think, if you want to ruin something you love, get paid for it. You know, sometimes you can ruin the things you like by getting paid for them. But anyway...
Actually, that's true. I mean, when I was aspiring to get into radio, I would have thought that even just to... Just to do it, you wanted it so badly, you thought you would have done it for nothing. And now I just constantly moan at Andy Bad News that I'm not paid enough.
I know, you want to hear him. He's in there. I'm not getting enough for this. It was all right when I was on my own. Now I'm taking care of this other half with. That's what you'd be saying in front of me.
When I signed up to be your carer, I did it for the money. You know what I mean? It's like that scene in Jerry Maguire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know where he goes, you have no idea of the life sucking. You know that scene where he, that's what it's like for me. I mean, I'm only here.
It's more like Rain Man. I'm standing behind you going, Jim's mad. Jim's mad. I don't know, Jim's mad.
I mean, you know, it's like I said to you earlier on, if you're not going to kind of, you know, start making us money, what am I doing here, man?
Jim's mad.
Right, so you wanted to be an archaeologist.
I did, I don't know, when I think it's so bizarrely away from where my life has gone.
Yeah.
But they polled 2,000 employed adults, discovered that just under a third, sorry it is, not over, their dream was, do you know something, I won't tell you what it was, because I'll give you the list, how about that?
Okay, hang on a second, before you do that, let me just check in with Magic Mike. Are you doing what you dreamed of doing, Michael?
Yeah, when you say kid, like you're talking teenager
or kid. That's what I'm kind of wondering about
myself. It just says dreamed of when you were a child, that's it. So
my earliest memory of a dream job was saying to my brother, I want to play football for Argentina. And he had to take me through the whole the whole nationality process.
Yeah.
But footballer, but then...
Actually, there's something so Mike about that.
There is, yes, isn't there?
Don't be ridiculous. I don't want to play for this Irish lot.
No,
I'd like to play for Argentina.
I'd like to win a World Cup.
You know. I think it was the 1986 World Cup or something like that, where Maradona was just out. But then radio, yeah, when I was a teenager,
yeah. Radio kicked in early for me, like from, like... Yeah, just as, yeah, on the tour and just going into, I started out wanting to be a live DJ, you know, as in like do parties and stuff like that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then everybody in the house, turned up.
And then I realised I didn't like people.
Yeah.
And that turned me into, I thought, what could I do? I know, I could go into a padded room and just talk to them from a distance.
That's pretty much what I thought too. I mean, this whole crack of loads of people
having drunks shout at you. Do you have that one, boy? You soon get fed up with that.
Yeah. I'm a DJ myself.
I play a bit of music and all myself. And thanks very much. You're making me records skip. But anyway, so yeah, radio was a big one for me early doors. So I suppose I'd be one of those three then.
Unless you want to go
right back to when everybody, as Mike said, everybody wanted to be a footballer or a fireman or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, a few of those feature, actually, like number 10, right, on the list.
A second, so we're doing a top 10 here, are we?
Why not, we're banging out the top 10s this morning.
We're absolutely bashing out the top 10s this morning, right, okay, let's do that. That's enough of Bross for a minute, let's do this one instead.
Yeah, in the number 10, this is very radio app now that we're doing a top 10 on the radio. Considering Jim's confession, was an actor. So a lot of people, the number 10 sort of requested job from people when they were a child, if that's so, even a sentence, you know what I mean, was an actor.
I would have been into that.
Although, do you know what?
Later I would have been into
actually,
it.
Actually, I beg your pardon.
Like,
you know
when, I saw,
really?
When I saw the fact that anybody could do it, I suppose it did cross my mind then, but...
It is kind of true. When we saw you and Young Offenders, myself and Jim, I didn't specify him. I'm specifying. We said we could have a bash at this.
No, but as a child, strange enough, it didn't cross my mind as much.
And to be honest with you, I never wanted to be an actor. Never.
You trained as an actor.
But I wanted to be a stuntman.
That would be cool.
I really did want to be a stuntman, but there you go.
Somebody's just wondering, my career as a carer occurred to me when I was a child. I didn't realise I would end up as a carer, to be honest with you.
No.
To be honest.
And did my...
But thank you, Sheila, for saying I'm good at it.
Nor did I know I'd have a career as a tormentor that I would enjoy all the better. Musician in the number 9, that's a fairly obvious one. I think we all had a thought of that
again,
at one stage.
When you're going through your teens, and you're, especially Dublin, when we were in our teens, and it was like the land
everyone
of a million
was in a band.
Bands.
Yeah. Everyone was in a band.
Yeah.
So a zookeeper in at number 7, deadly. Yeah, would have likened that now.
Too much poo.
Ah, yeah, but it's not like hard. It's not bad poo, you know. Mm. Like now, an elephant poo is a bit of crack, and it's a shovel job and all. You know,
it's not
the old plastic bag in the hand walking through the park after the dog.
That'd be some plastic bag now. If you're...
It would. Although I'd say chimp poo now would be a bit like a builder, wouldn't it? You know, an old orangutan. It'd be the same as some builder going into the back garden and dropping one. A bit like that. Now, yeah, no, you can keep.
I don't know how you know that, but I don't know which I'm more curious about, the builder or the orangutan.
Oh, there's lads I know do building, and you wouldn't know the difference with them, to be honest. Number six is a copper. I suppose everybody's trying to watch cop TV shows and got a bit of that in them.
Yeah, everybody went through a phase. Again, as a young kid, you'd always want to kind of policeman, fireman. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. All of that. Which brings us to number 5, which is a nurse. Another emergency service sort of.
Yeah.
This is an emergency, I suppose they are, aren't they? Yeah. A 4 is a vet. Goes back to people who love the animals.
Love the animals, yeah.
Tune straight back into that, yeah. I definitely would. I remember hearing how many points you'd need to be a vet, and I was like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Number 3 is a doctor. Again, you see TV shows. You know, you always had those amazing dramatic things where, is there a doctor on this aeroplane? And he comes and saves the day, or she. You know, it flies out. You know, there's Australian doctors. I used to love them, the flying doctors.
Maybe it's just from
fly off and save.
Maybe it's just from a time when kids used to play doctors and nurses.
Bit of that as well. Bit of self-awareness creeping in. Probably is something around that too. Yeah. Number 2, Mike. It doesn't mention Argentina, funny enough. It just says footballer.
Yeah, it doesn't specify Argentinian footballer.
Yeah.
So obviously they missed out on your dream,
which
is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how they didn't cop that.
It's ludicrous. I mean, nobody dreams of being an Irish footballer, do they? And number 1 is a teacher. Number 1.
That is the.
I'm very surprised, but that is the number one. Most people who have achieved a job that they wanted in their childhood wanted to be a teacher.
And they ultimately became
And they ultimately became one. Yeah, it's the number one.
Fair play.
So there you go. I'm surprised because I couldn't wait to get out of school. And like from the day I went in, I was like, this is crap anyway. So the idea of getting a job that would keep me there.
is completely
you know,
alien.
And try to have
Even
control
if it did give you the opportunity to get your own back on a different generation.
Ah, yeah. But sure, I'd be like, I couldn't be a teacher. I'd be like, what are you doing here? I'd be telling them all how to do the role and how to fiddle the system.
You'd be showing them how to bunk off and all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you get out that back window there, there's actually a pipe that'll get you down onto the ground. You'd be out of the grounds in no time.
Yeah. I'll leave a key under the mat, right? Say nothing and we can all get a day off.
Yeah, you'd be taking...
I'd be corrupt.
I mean, I can't teach a class when there's nobody in it.
I'd be so corrupt,
If you was all bunk off, right, that'd be absolutely ideal.
Brilliant. You tell you, all Nick Fivers off your dad's, drop them from me. I promise you won't do a class for the whole year. And I'll fudge the exam results. Everyone's a winner.
Share and believe here at Classic Hits. 22 and a half minutes past 8 to be precise. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Good to have you around, folks. Thanks a million for all the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. That conversation about kind of dream jobs and dream professions has sparked a little bit of a response. Because we had this in, for example, from Eddie. He says, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a doctor. I just never had the patience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it gets better because Nick from Lucan has been on as well. He says, I actually went out with an archaeologist once. You know where you wanted to be an archaeologist?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Nick says, I went out with an archaeologist once, but it didn't last. She kept digging up the past.
Oh, for God's sake. We asked for it. We asked for it, in fairness.
Oh, dear. There are a few serious ones, though. Let me see. Northside Tony's been on. I got my dream job. I used to always see the Air Corps helicopter, search and rescue helicopter in Dublin Bay. And I said, I'd love to do that. And I successfully passed the course and worked in
search and rescue.
Search and rescue for years. So well done.
Jeepers, fair play. That's great stuff. Jeepers.
What else is this? Bum, 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 bum. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Tell me about it. I'm 45 in April. I think it's about time we started talking about my birthday.
I think
it's about time.
My God, we did really well getting to the end of February before you mentioned it.
I think it's about time,
lads.
That
was incredible. That was from Paul the Trucker, by the way.
And like you, Paul, I still don't really know what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, I love this, though, from Marion in Westport. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a mermaid.
Isn't that mad the way some kids say that? Like, well, you know the way you say to some kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they go, a horse. Oh, you're going,
brilliant.
That's even the only one less realistic than Mike wanting to play for Argentina.
Yeah, but the beauty of it is you know the way I was talking about those people who constantly say, you can be anything you want to be.
Oh, you can, yeah, you can't.
You can do anything and be anything. And then the kid goes, right, I want to be a horse.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I tell you, nowadays, somebody's going to turn around and go, well, that's okay. You can be a horse if you want to be.
Yeah. I mean, don't mind them.
They're out there.
I couldn't even find it. I couldn't even dig up an old bone. Don't mind all these people telling you you can be anything you want. You have to be good at it first.
Yeah. What else have we got? My grandson, who's 10, wants to be a teacher, according to John and Arjane.
That good stuff, yeah.
Lads, I became an IT trainer, which I never thought of when I was a child, and it is my dream job.
But isn't that so mad as well now that there's people in jobs that didn't know, that literally didn't exist when we were kids?
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole industry, like the whole tech industry, what didn't even exist when we were kids. Sure, the motor industry didn't exist when Jim was a kid.
Paulie's been on. I tried to be a comedian, but everyone kept laughing at me.
Oh, my...
I tell you, that we've sparked an untapped source.
Well, with material like that, where did it all go wrong?
Somebody thinks it explains a lot the idea that you wanted to be a stuntman.
I would have loved it. I would have loved it. Yeah. I always, even when I was on Young Offenders, the stunt crew lads, they were the ones I envied their job more
and
than
what was else. It about it? Was it just the idea of, you like the idea of sort of potentially hurting yourself?
Yeah, the daredevilness of it all. And sure, Evel Knievel was my hero. And then I used to watch The Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Colt Seavers.
Somebody actually said that. John was on just saying, was it because of The Fall Guy?
It was a big part of it, yeah. It was. Going around in his pickup truck with an eagle on the front. All the sexy ladies and all. And him getting, you know what I mean? And being in all the movies and not having the pressure of learning the lines.
Oisín in Westmead says his dream job would be to work in radio. Do you want to put him off that now, or will I let him... continue to dream
for a while. No, dude, definitely go for it. Because I do it and love it. Just make sure you find someone else to do it with you that likes doing all the work.
George Michael's Fast Love here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. I tell you, your admission about wanting to be a stuntman has generated some interest on the old WhatsApp. Somebody has pointed out, let me just find out who this is. Noel has pointed out that you want to be a stuntman even after the story of you punching yourself in the face while tying your own shoelace.
See, I'm very well equipped for the job.
It's extraordinary. That is, you could see it like that. And Pat was on as well. This is a genuine thing. He said he was listening to you talking about wanting to be a stuntman. It was something he wanted to do himself.
Yeah, brilliant.
When he was a kid too. And then he met a guy called John Alden, who was the stunt double for Harrison Ford for years.
Get out of it.
And he told him about all of the injuries that he'd had. And he was kind of glad he never became a stuntman.
I see, there is that side of things, you know. Especially when you get to an age where you start getting hurt. That was like with racing motorbikes. I didn't care about the injuries for a little while.
Yeah.
And then you start hitting 40 and you realise, I really don't like getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't like it.
It somehow seems a little more painful than it did before.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't go away.
It's like hangovers.
Yeah.
They just seem to last way, way, way longer.
If I get a bruise now, I'll be 83 years old before it goes away. I'll be 83 before it goes away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the body starts to let you down. I had to get a dart to Bray the other day, right?
Right.
On Saturday, I had to get a dart to Bray. You know how scared I was about getting on the dart? I said, how am I not going to need a toilet? From North Dublin to Bray.
That's what you were worried about.
I thought you meant you were going to be
intimidated by the other people on it.
I was extremely intimidated by them.
But to the point where you thought, what if I have to do a wee?
I was planning it and I says, okay, I know Dun Laoghaire, I could get off there and do a walk. I had to go.
Where's the? Go to a bar.
There's a fella who said, "Now, you know, thank God I never had my ambition as a stuntman." This fella's trying to set me on fire and all. I'll be there going, "No, I haven't gone to the toilet now in 20 minutes. We're going to have to talk about this."
Yeah.
You know,
Standing at the top of a very tall building.
About
to jump and go, sorry, I need to get down.
Sorry, I have to get down. Why? Because I was in the toilet at the bottom of the building. Well, now that we're all the way up here, the excitement and all, now I don't think I can handle it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Right, this week it's a two-night midweek break for two to give away. It's to the lovely New Park Hotel in Kilkenny. Let their family look after yours, and it's quite a prize. This is a nice one this week. You'll stay in a luxurious suite with a hot tub on your own private balcony. You'll get dinner for two in Gulliver's Restaurant on one of the evenings. Afternoon tea, PJ.
Oh, my favourite indeed. I'm actually just looking at pictures of it on my phone.
There you go. Afternoon tea on one afternoon and a choice of any 30-minute treatment each in Escape Health Club and Spa. You can check out newparkhotelkilkenny.com if you want to find out more details about it. But that's a nice prize.
Yeah, that is very nice. Very nice indeed.
It's all in there.
So let's try and set a standard. No score to beat, obviously, it being a Monday. But Caroline in Dublin is going to have a go this morning. Hiya, Caroline.
Hiya, PJ. How are you?
Not bad at all. Thanks very much. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was good, thanks. Quiet enough now, not too much, Anne.
Do you know something? I don't believe any of you. Every week you just come on and say that. I didn't do anything. I was just very laid back.
We're taking it easy because my daughter does dancing. She's a big dance festival next weekend, so that's going to be a big one.
All right, JS.
So it was literally feet up.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, yeah.
They were being massaged.
That's it.
Well, I wish.
You're having a go at the quiz now because you won't be in any fit state to do it next week.
I'm very glad it's Monday because, you know, when you're really good, when you're kind of playing along on the radio.
Yeah.
But now that it's actually here, I have a fear that I'm going to get like two.
No, I wouldn't say you'd get as many as two. But, no, come on, Carolyn. It's going to be brilliant. You're going to get a fabulous score. I can feel it in me water. Right, 60 seconds.
No pressure
at all. 60 seconds, it'll all be over and done with. You ready to go?
I am.
Best of luck, Caroline. Here we go.
How many right angles does a rectangle have?
Two.
Four. What J is the term used to describe all baby marsupials?
Huh?
Joey, what in the 1992 film White Men Can't Jump, what sport is it based on?
Basketball.
What R is the name given to a small carpet?
Rug.
In what US city is the Brooklyn Bridge?
New York.
What name is given to the larval stage of frogs and toads?
Pass.
Tadpoles, in the human body, what organ is used for both smelling and breathing?
No.
Which author wrote Great Expectations?
Can't think, pass.
Yeah, Charles Dickens, to which Australian rock band had a hit with Need You Tonight?
In Excess.
A gondola is a type of boat associated with what country?
I was going to say Venice.
The country! Italy! Which boy's name can be placed before knife, pot and hammer to make new words? Jack!
Jackhammer, Jackknife!
Oh!
Let's stop that, Caroline. We're not going to have you hammering yourself like that now.
you literally more than doubled your expectations. You ended up with one, three, four, five.
Oh, that's brutal.
Not at all.
Caroline, stop it.
It's literally three better than two.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And like
well
you said,
done.
It's much harder when you have us two yelping at you down through the phone. So.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I gave a lot of people a laugh. So.
I think you gave me a laugh anyway.
Thanks very much.
But only for the right reasons. Only for the right reasons.
Listen, Caroline, it still means you're top of the leaderboard. So not to be scoffed at. You never know how the questions might fall during the week. Listen,
you never know.
Thanks for playing, Caroline.
No problem. Thanks.
Cheers.
See you, Caroline. Bye.